from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. We've got Sam and Noel into the 8 o'clock hour. Working our way up to 10 o'clock this morning. So glad you're with us on this weekend morning. Bright sunshine, a clear blue sky, beautiful Saturday. Whatever you're going to be doing, getting out and moving around, taking a little trip or something for the next couple of days. Of course, school's back in now, so everybody's back in school, right?
I think for the most part, everybody's got their lockers and books assigned.
Oh, that's bad. We haven't got to the middle of August, and y'all are back in your air-conditioned babies. That's what you get for having air-conditioned in your school. Yeah, we out of school, you had to wait until after Labor Day to go. You didn't have AC. So I hope y'all enjoy being back. I hope it's been a good first week back for some of those who had to go back to school this week.
Yeah, you get to put your fresh new clothes on, your fresh new gear, and catch up with your friends and learn your new teachers. Yeah, they should have had a ball. Now, right. You know, these next few weeks.
Yeah, you're going to get down to the grind. Let's see what you can do. Some people who are awfully involved in this are CJ and Kelly Stewart and Lee. They do a tremendous job working with our young people in the city of Atlanta, teaching them through sports. And giving them a place to learn and grow. And they got a very special game coming up next week that we enjoy always letting them talk about. And that's the Safe at Home game. And joining us now on the waitfor.com hotline, which one do we have? We got CJ, we got Kelly, we got both of them. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're both here.
Well, glad you're here with me and Noel. Greg's away. And always great to catch up with you because you're always doing something great. But this is the 10th year for the Safe at Home game. Time flies.
It does, you know, and in addition to it being the 10th year, several people are seeing it on social media, but also television. It's the 10-year commemoration of the killing of Mike Brown in Ferguson, and that is the reason that the Safe at Home game was created. Our good friend Brad Jubin, a white man from Peachtree City. We were connected by a mutual friend. He came out to speak to our lead ambassadors in 2014 and just giving them some information about leadership. And he's a great speaker. And, you know, he shares publicly that he was afraid when he came to Booker T. Washington High School for our practice after the killing of Mike Brown because he was afraid that he would be harmed because he was white in a predominantly black community. He had a great experience, didn't die. And so we talked afterwards, and he was saying he wanted the world to see the greatness of the black boys in our organization. And he came up with a crazy idea and said, well, what if they played a self-officiated game against the Atlanta Police Department? I said, man, we don't have a lot of time to be doing stuff like that. I mean, we're in fundraising mode, working with the boys. Kelly had already been working on our strategic plan and called it Safe at Home. So we went ahead and executed it in 2014, and now it's 10 years later, and we're still doing it, again, with the focus on commemorating the life and legacy of Mike Brown.
So beyond commemorating the legacy of Mike Brown, what are the other achievements of the game that's self-officiated by you guys? What is the goal that you hope to achieve with the kids?
So we want to make sure that our youth have positive relationships with law enforcement, because regardless of how we feel, and rightfully so, in the Black community about the injustices that we see day in and day out, the law enforcement system is the system that we have in our community to help us when we are in distress, to reach out to. So we can't afford not to have good relationships with law enforcement. And so I think it's really something special when you have the Safe at Home game, where you've developed throughout the year relationship with officers who are on your in your neighborhood because that's their beat, or you see them at school because Atlanta Public Schools police officers play in our game too. And it just gives you a different type of relationship, a different context when you see them out in the street because they remember you from doing something positive.
And we're talking about the Safe at Home game, and it's a self-officiated game. And that does so much. First of all, we talk about trust and respect, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Making sure that both sides, because, you know, Black people in general and Black youth specifically get overgeneralized, because if one youth or two youth are seen doing something that is wrong, it's an indictment on everybody. If one or two or three police officers do something wrong, it's an indictment on all of them. And so we want to make sure that everybody don't lose their mind and they understand that, you know, it's not an indictment on everybody, and that we need to understand that there are still some, you know, good officers, and we need officers to understand our youth are good people too.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com. I'm with CJ Kelly Stewart from LEAD. We're talking about the Safe at Home game, and it is social. You can find it at the SAH game. The SAH game. It is coming up next Saturday over at Georgia Tech Russ Chandler Stadium. Talk about next week's event. You got some special guests that are going to be there, right?
Well, so first, I got to take the mic and just kind of share my excitement. So in the 10th year, I'm actually going to play in the game.
Uh-oh.
This will be the first year I've played in over two decades. So I'm real excited. I mean, I'm in good shape because I've been running a Peachtree Road race.
We saw you out there. We saw you out there, right? On July 4th.
Yeah. So my only goal is my first at bat, the goal is to hit a home run. And so Gabe from the FBI is going to be pitching. And then Kelly has, I'll let her take the mic because she's got all these other amazing folks that's coming out.
So we have Matty Ice coming back. He's going to be the commissioner for our Safe at Home game. He's getting the party started for us and kicking off the game for us on the field at Georgia Tech. We also have our new superintendent, Dr. Brian Johnson, who will be there doing our first pitch and also serving as an honorary captain of one of our teams. Chairwoman Erica Mitchell will be there. Jeff Francoeur will be there doing our first pitch as well. So we got a lot of amazing people out there. The Honorable Ryan Buchanan, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District, will be out there. Of course, Sheriff Labatt will be out there as well. And we actually have another surprise, but it's for CJ, and I can't tell him or anybody what it is. Y'all just gonna have to come out to the stadium and check us out and see what we got brewing.
Oh, that's a tease.
Yeah, I know that's right. You get us all.
Lord, yes, it is.
Like, what's going on?
And let me tell you, it has been Herculean effort trying to keep this surprise from him. So I'm holding out. I'm hoping I can hold out to next Saturday.
All right, what time does it get started? Would the gates open at 10?
Yep, gates open at 10. At 10:30, the kids can run the bases with our ambassadors, and then we kick off the game at 11 o'clock.
And one other thing I wanted to add, too, is last year we had our very first ambassador switch over and play with law enforcement. Officer Brandon Sharp is with the Atlanta Police Department, and I think he's in zone 4 now. So that was an amazing thing, and we want to see more of that happen. So that's something that we definitely encourage, and we want to be a part of our legacy where there are hundreds of boys and girls who become men and women that are officers. And under Kelly's leadership this year as well, we added our Lady Ambassadors tennis program. So you're going to be seeing a lot of ladies in red that are also going to be becoming major league citizens as well.
I want to ask both of you guys something, because you talk about this, and I know you had intentions when you started playing this game. And people say you want to impact something, get on the inside and bring yourself into it. And you talked about the young person who is now working with law enforcement. Did you see that happening? Someone who would be a part of this experience, get a chance to get to know law enforcement and actually go into it as a career?
Absolutely. That was one of our main goals, because, it pains us to see, when there is a shooting, there is a police shooting, and we see a shooting that's racially motivated and it's not right. And it angers you. It makes you mad. And it's like you need something positive to channel that anger through. So it's like, yeah, I'm mad, I'm upset, but what can we do about it? And so making sure that we have more folks in uniform who look like us, who understand, where we come from, understand our communities, have that cultural understanding, it'll put us in a better position to have better relationships with law enforcement. So most definitely making sure that our youth are introduced to a career law enforcement, because with the way the relationship has been since we've had slave patrols, it's not hard to see why youth wouldn't want to be in law enforcement. But we want them to understand that if you are upset with a system, if you're pissed off about something, the best way to do it is become a part of it and change it from the inside.
How popular has this program been with the kids in the past 10 years? How much has it grown with them?
It's funny, because it's something that the younger kids in our organization look up to. So we have our organization starts at third grade. We have our rookies from third to fifth grade and our junior ambassadors in middle school. And especially at the junior ambassador level, they're always like, when do we get to play in a safe at home game? I'm like, okay, you have to wait till you become an alumni. But they do get an opportunity to still be a part of the Safe at Home program that we have. Today at our facility in the West End Lead Center for Youth, we're doing a Safe at Home game roundtable, and that's where members of law enforcement are going to come out to our facility and break bread and talk with the younger student athletes in our organization, our rookies, and our junior ambassadors. Again, making sure at every level in our organization, we have our youth engaged in positive ways with law enforcement. So they're all excited about it.
Well, all right.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Got me excited. I want to see it.
Fantastic. That is a Safe at Home game that is coming up next week. And CJ and Kelly Stewart, you guys are always doing tremendous things for our young people in the community. And Kelly, while we got you here, talk a little bit about what you're doing with tennis, because you guys have been in baseball for years, but tennis is taking off with you guys now, right?
Yes, our oldest daughter, Mackenzie, has graduated from college, and she was a Division I tennis player at Southern University and at Georgia State University. And we launched our Lady Ambassadors tennis program last year. It's a metro-wide program with a development focus on ladies in Atlanta public schools. And we've had a great first year. We've had girls from Usher Collier Elementary and Scott Elementary, and these babies have never picked up a tennis racket before, never thought about picking up a tennis racket until we introduce our program to the school. So shout out to all of our partners at Usher Collier and Scott for allowing our programs to be there, and to Rendell Jackson and APS Office of Athletics for partnering with us over the past 17 years. But these girls have progressed so much. And Sam, you know how hard it is to grasp tennis because it's just such a big game. It's so much to learn, so much, you know, to try to master. And we thought, we were like, well, maybe by the time we get to the summertime that, you know, maybe they'll just be able to, you know, have some good hand-eye coordination, because it's not like we practice with them 5 days a week every day. So we have to make good of the time we do spend with them. Let me tell you, we had summer camp this summer. We partnered with Universal Tennis Academy, had summer camp over at Agnes Scott. These babies are rallying across the court, across the net. Like, they have come a long way. So we're hoping this fall we'll actually get a chance to play in some USTA tournaments.
Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing when you get a chance. Yeah.
Well, and you know, and let me add this, like, even though they have not played a lick of tennis ever in their life, one of the first questions they asked us when we had our first practice with them was, oh, so y'all gonna make us play like, what's that girl name with them braids, Coco Golf? I was like, hold up, slow you roll. slow you roll, because we gonna get there, but it ain't gonna happen this year.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But, you know, even with them never playing before, Coco being such, you know, a reference for them and all that Coco is accomplishing, you know, that's their, like, that's their, what they have their mind's eye set on. Like, that's their goal. And I'm like, I can roll with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe you get a chance to let them touch the court where she used to play when she was about their age before she moved to Florida. That would be
remarkable. Absolutely. We got to make that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, it's always.
And we got to get you out there, Sam.
You're going to get out. You're going to dust my game off. I mean, dust me. I get dusted off in the process of what happened. But yes, I'll come out. I'll be brave enough to come out.
Tennis got to come out.
I am not afraid.
Okay.
But look, we just want to remind people about what you guys have coming up next Saturday. The Safe at Home game is coming up next Saturday at Georgia Tech's Russ Chandler Stadium. The unofficiated game is in its 10th anniversary. Gates open at 10, which the kids can run the bases at 10:30.
Yep.
And the first pitch at 11.
Run the bases at 10:30.
And first pitch at 11 a.m. That is coming up next Saturday. Thanks so much for both of you, for all that you do for young people in our community. And always great to have you on the show with us.
And thank you, Sam, for always supporting us over all these years. Like, you've been down with us day one. Thank you so much. And thank you, Noel, for being supportive of us on the show this morning. Appreciate y'all so much.
No problem. Welcome. Super excited.
Fantastic. Y'all have a great time next week, and look forward to dropping in and checking you out. That is next week, folks, the Safe at Home game. CJ and Kelly Stewart doing some tremendous things with some young folks and teaching some lessons. And, you know, it's just a baseball game, but here's some people look at a career path, right? Make a difference and whatnot. So that,
yeah. We get to have some fun, get to, you know, learn about, you know, accountability and trust, and maybe see a future profession you like.
How about that? That's what they do. All right, coming up next, usually we have casting call. We may do some of that. I think Greg's got something in place that we can talk about a little bit about those type things, and also some projects that are coming up around the area. That and more when you can stay with us on this Saturday morning. Hero Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam, Noel, and Garrett, other side of the glass, who's just cooking up all kind of stuff over there, right? You know, you got to keep an eye on this guy.
Nice, smooth, mountain breeze type morning songs. I love it.
You know, Saturday morning, beautiful day outside. Going to be a hot one once again, but that's what happens this time of year around here, right? Not a cloud in the sky. You're going to get out and move around the area. So glad you're taking us with you. We're here until 10 a.m. this morning. All right, folks. You know, there's this week zero when we talk about college football, and that's the weekend of the 24th. We got a team in town that's going to be playing way out of town. Way out is in Dublin, Ireland, Georgia Tech. The Jackets have been at it. I mean, they started practicing long before any of the other teams. They have to because they got an early game. And so a guy who keeps an eye on them is Chad Bishop, HAC at HAC.com. Joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Chad, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, man. Y'all going to send me back to bed with that intro music. You know, it was nice and relaxing.
You know, that's Garrett, man. That's Garrett doing that, you know.
Blame it on Garrett. That's what I like to do, too.
easy. How's everything been with you watching this game? Last we spoke, we were up in Charlotte at the media days for ACC. And the Jackets came home and went right to work because they're up earlier than everybody else this season.
Yeah, man, we talked on that was a Monday up in Charlotte, and the team reported the following Tuesday and started practice. that following Wednesday, July 24th, I believe. I mean, this could be one of the longer seasons in Georgia Tech history as far as the calendar is concerned if they go to a bowl game. But like you guys introed, I mean, they have to. They start their season August 24th. They got to fly over to Dublin, Ireland, I believe, August 21st, which is a Wednesday. They'll get there early the Thursday morning on the 22nd. So, yeah, it's a different vibe around that Tech camp. You know, last year everything was new. You know, it was Brent Key's first official full year, and I think he was still trying to, you know, install his program and install his standards. But this year is a different feel. I mean, there's a lot of guys back on both sides of the ball. a lot of experience, a lot of veteran leadership. You know, we talked to Kyle Uford, the linebacker, that first week of camp, and he was like, man, we're ready to go right now. And I think you've seen that. The guys aren't necessarily running through the motions, but they know where to be and where to go. And they hold a scrimmage this afternoon at Bobby Dodd Stadium, and I think that'll sort of finalize depth charts on all three sides of the ball, and they'll start game planning for Florida State after that.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Chad Bishop, and he is social. You can find him at Mr. Chad Bishop, at Mr. Chad Bishop, all things Georgia Tech. Talk about what this allows the coaching staff to do, having had the success, the momentum, and be able to pick up with that. Compared to last year, you had some momentum, success, and they've been able to retain. That's that magic word right now with college football programs. They're able to retain a good nucleus from that team that went to the bowl game last year.
Oh, man, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day. You're not just recruiting high school players anymore or transfers out of the portal. You got to recruit your own team. And I think that was pretty evident with Georgia Tech. Had to, you know, keep Haynes King, the quarterback there, had to keep Jamal Haynes, the running back, pretty much brought back every wide receiver from last year that didn't graduate. And then four or five starting offensive linemen all came back. And I think that was huge for them to retain those players. But then you look at the coaching staff, retaining offensive coordinator Buster Faulkner and quarterbacks coach Chris Winkie. And don't forget about offensive line coach Jeep Wade. So all those guys back made for a lot of excitement for that Georgia Tech football program. Now, on the flip side, you know, they switched things up defensively and got a lot of new coaches and a lot of new transfers because the defense wasn't very good last year. And so you got to credit Brent Key there for saying, hey, this isn't working. I need to go a different direction. So I think that's been big for the whole program to say, hey, look, we got a coach that's not going to, you know, just keep the status quo. He's going to go out and make changes and try to make this program better. Now, we'll see if it works out here in a few weeks and how that defense looks over time. But the reviews have been pretty good so far. Early returns have been pretty good so far, and it should be a muchly improved team. And going back to your original question, I think the retainment of all these guys proves that there's some belief with the program, right? Like they saw it last year, they saw the results, and now everybody is sort of behind Coach Key and his staff and saying, all right, well, we did it last year. We know what it looks like. Let's go out and do it again in 2024.
So with Coach Key having all the confidence behind him going into this season, what are the expectations, in your opinion, for Georgia Tech football?
You know, the team itself obviously is never going to go out and say what their expectations are. I think like every college football team, right, they want to win a conference championship and be involved in that college football playoff discussion. You know, I think from a fan perspective, right, it was nice to be 6-6. It was nice to go to a bowl game and win a bowl game. But I think, you know, a lot of the diehard Georgia Tech fans want this team to be back, you know, to where they were in the Paul Johnson era or even in the 90s, a team that is at the upper echelon in that tier one of the ACC. So you're talking about the Florida States, you know, the Clemsons, throw Louisville, maybe NC State in there. So for them, I think the expectation is not just to be 6-6 and go to a bowl game, but to be sniffing that ACC conference championship game. I think if Tech fans see this team get to 8 wins, maybe be close to 9, that's going to be a huge step in the right direction. That's even going to build even more momentum for this team. I don't think a whole lot of people are going to be thrilled with another, you know, 6-win, 7-win season. I think the expectation with everything Georgia Tech has coming back, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that this team should increase that win total up to that 8-9 win mark.
Any coach will tell you the success starts up front, and this line just seemed to get more and more confidence as the season went on. We've seen we got the center is on a Remington watch list. You got your running back that's on several watch lists. It's your first 1,000-yard running back in 5 years. Talk about just that combination alone, not to mention your receivers that are back and some people think may be the best quarterback in the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, if this Georgia Tech offense stays healthy, they have a chance to do some special things. And you start with Haynes King, the quarterback, who, mind you, has 2 years of eligibility left still. I don't think anybody believes he's going to take those 2 full years. If he puts together the season everyone is expecting him to have, I think his name will start popping up on NFL draft boards. But he's become a big-time leader for this football team, not just on the offensive side of the ball, but in the entire locker room, really dedicated himself in the offseason to saying, all right, like, I'm the face of the program now. You know, I got to take this team to new heights. So that's big for Georgia Tech. And then, you know, running back Jamal Haynes is back. And don't forget backup running back Trey Cooley is also back. You know, the starting offensive line, which includes Ethan McKinney, Joe Fusel, Weston McKinney, Jordan Williams, and then transfer Keelan Rutledge out of Middle Tennessee. That fivesome right there is going to be fierce if they play, like you mentioned, the way they played toward the end of 2023. Jordan Williams told us the other day their goal is to lead the country in rushing. I mean, he was not bashful about that, and there's no reason they shouldn't be able to sniff that ranking given all they have coming back. You know, and then the wide receiver core. I mean, Eric Singleton, one of the fastest guys in college football on the Georgia Tech track and field team as a sprinter, had a breakout freshman year. And Malik Rutherford, a veteran wide receiver. Chase Lane and Christian Leary are back. I mean, the list goes on and on. Again, so many weapons. Brought in some transfers at tight end to help as well. Again, if everybody stays healthy with year two under Buster Faulkner's system and Chris Winkie's system, they could put up a lot of points. You know, dare I say, you know, 35, 40 points a game.
That sounds remarkable. But this is a very difficult schedule that they're facing. This team mm-hmm. is going to be tested week after week.
Yeah, Georgia Tech plays one FCS team in Virginia Military Institute, VMI. Outside of that, all 11 FBS teams they face went to a bowl game last year. Now, granted, Duke has a new coach. Georgia State has a new coach. Syracuse has a new coach. But it's still a tough slate. You got Notre Dame at home. You got NC State at home. You got to go to Louisville. You got to go to Virginia Tech, which is always a very tough place to play. Got to go to North Carolina, which, you know, that game was fantastic for Georgia Tech last year, but now you got to go replicate that on the road, not to mention Georgia at the end of the year. So there's no easy outs. There's no off week. We started this segment by talking about going to Dublin to face Florida State. Well, then you got to come home and face Georgia State and your home opener and their season opener, and you know they're going to be raring to go. So, yeah, it's week in and week out, it's going to be tough. There's not an easy, you know, week, so to speak, for this whole schedule. But, you know, I think Brent Key's sort of mindset and the mindset of the team that he has built is that's how they want it. You know, they're not going to back down from anything. They love that underdog role. They love talking about, you know, having their chips on the shoulder and having that underdog mentality. So I don't know, maybe that helps them in the end, saying like, hey, nobody expects us to win a lot of games and we got to go out and play our best every week. Otherwise, right, could be detrimental. So we'll see what happens.
Folks, it's Chaz Bishop. If you check him out, he's got some things that he's written recently about the Georgia Tech defensive, the secondary, and how they've been bolstered and being a stronger part of the football team, a bigger part of their defense. He's written about that quite a bit this week. You want to check him out on AJC.com. Chad, we appreciate you spending some time. We'll be checking back in with you some during the course of the season.
Absolutely. Anytime, friends.
All right. That is Chad Bishop, keeping an eye on all things Georgia Tech for AJC and AJC.com. He seems to be pretty excited. And first, what this team can do offensively. And you just wanted that defense to bring the stops. It'd be a big difference this time.
Yeah, he sounds a little too excited because they got to play my Tar Heels again, and I did not like the way that went the first time, and it sounded like he edging out for a repeat.
We're going to see.
But I'm not going to lie. That is when I started peeking in at Tech and taking them seriously. When we took that L, I said, the Tech? Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
So, they got something coming.
Yeah, they got their confidence going late in the season. They got it rolling, and you saw where it ended up, and they're trying to pick up with that. Starting over in Dublin, Ireland, on the 24th against Florida State as they open this season. Okay, folks.
Irish.
Yeah. That is happening. That is happening for the Yellow Jackets. Up next, though, is usually the time we do casting call. We're going to check into a little casting call and see what Greg left for us and share that with you. And more on this Saturday morning on Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com. Game at 99thegame.com on this Saturday morning. Sam along with Noel, got Garrett other side of the glass. And reminding you, we got some pro football coming up here later on today.
Yes, we do.
Got Las Vegas against Minnesota, pregame at 3:30, kick at 4 o'clock. And that's for you right here. And tomorrow we got more. We got Cowboys and Rams, pregame at 4, kickoff at 4:30.
be saying, when I woke up this morning, I came outside to come up here, and I smelled the air, and I went, wow, that smells like fall. And maybe I'm just fooling myself, but football season is here.
It is. It's here. We just talked about the college game. We got the pro game already in action, our Falcons last night. Maybe the score wasn't what we wanted it to be, but did we really count about scores?
Nah, I saw what I wanted to see.
You saw what you wanted to see.
Aside from the cart, mm-hmm. I saw what I wanted to see.
Yeah. We got to see our quarterback. I see Michael Penix Jr. go out and throw and look good, you know, doing what he had to do. Some things he can do better. I mean, this is his first time out there.
Yeah, of course. It's always going to be room for improvement. There's things Kirk Cousins is going to be able to do better at year 13. So, yep,
when we finally get to see him.
September 8th.
That's going to be a while.
I want to know who we're going to see September. We know we're going to see Kirk. Are we going to see Justin Fields? Or are we going to see Russell Wilson? That's what I want to know. Is Russell Wilson going to go on tour with Sierra? Or is he going to be here opening day?
We're going to find out.
He was standing on the sideline last night. I mean, I was over at I went over to go see Abe Gordon, who was celebrating a birthday.
Nice.
This weekend.
Man. Yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, man. We were watching the Falcons game together last night, and he was Russell Wilson was standing on the sideline, full pads. Obviously, he wasn't playing, but he was in full pads, standing on the sideline,
knowing that he wasn't going to play,
knowing that he was not going to.
That's like, fair, Russell Wilson.
And so the girlfriend, she's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and she was like, Russell Wilson, like, why isn't Russell playing? Like, well, just get him in the game. I'm like, he's not playing. And she's like, why is he in full pads? I'm like,
I would Russell also like Wilson.
Because he's Russell Wilson. It's just so, it's so strange. He's an interesting cat.
It's like this thing my dad used to do where he would get fully dressed when I was a kid and then just sit on the couch. I mean, shoes, hat, and all, and then sit on the couch. And I'd be so confused. I'd be like, are you going somewhere, or are you waiting to go somewhere? And he's like, no. Just watching the game.
Hmm?
But like shoes and all, tied, hat. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh.
He's ready.
Hey, so, pimping's a lifestyle. All right?
Well, I guess that's what Russell Wilson is on. He going to pimp them pads and that uniform until he's not on a team no more.
Russ is a weird dude.
Shout out to
man.
Russ.
He's a weird dude. But no, I will say Justin Fields did look pretty good. He had a couple moments. I mean, he just looks like Justin Fields. You know, he's going to get out and you know what he's going to do.
That's
he's
what his campus sound like, too, up and down. Like, there's been days where he's been, you know, like, oh, he's good. And there's been days where it's like, oh, why is he here? So,
yeah.
That's just where he is. So, we will see what the Steelers have on September 8th. And season ticket holders, your packaged gifts should be arriving in your mailbox at some point between now and then.
Okay.
I have seen chains. I have seen hoodies and sweatshirts and things go out. So, I'm, you know, currently waiting on mine. But season ticket holders, your stuff is coming, which means we are getting that much closer to the season.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic stuff, folks. Well, as usual here on Weekend Mornings, when you get to this segment of the show, Greg usually does casting call. Now, Greg's not here, but he's left us a couple of things. There are a couple of things that you may want to, you know about that are coming about. And like I said, you might want to take a picture, submit yourself, see if they give you a call to be a part of a couple of things that are being shot this coming week. And Applebee's commercial.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can go in there, they have a little boom box. Sometimes you go in that place, they have the music kicking.
Mm-hmm.
It's Club Applebee's. Seeking men and women, all ethnicities, as extras, ages 20s through 50s. And you submit your usual information there. Take a couple of current pictures. Please, no filters or crazy backgrounds for those pictures. All right? And put Applebee's in the subject line. And the filming date is August 13th. You have to let them know your availability. So that's coming up next week. That's coming up really soon.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
Something else. A new series, new streaming series, in parentheses, Jazz Club.
Ooh. We doing a swinging 20s?
I don't know. Here's the thing. With male and females, all any ethnicity to portray Memphis Jazz Club patrons and staff 18 years and older. The filming will be on Tuesday, August 13th. So you need to get this in, right?
So something on Beale Street. Okay.
That's how about that?
Okay.
Yeah, that's Destination Extras is that location for that one. Here's another one. When they shoot, this one's next Thursday. New streaming series, House Party in parentheses. Yeah, males and females, any ethnicity, portray neighborhood fish fry house party. That'd be fish fry.
Fish fry. Some real fish on set.
Anyway, fishing, frying fish at a house party. I've been to a couple of them. 18 years plus, you have to be. appear to look in this age range, 18 to 28. So if you can fit yourself somewhere in there, they're shooting this next Thursday, August 15th. And that's Destination Casting. As well, let me see if there's another one here that follows this. I'm trying to see the dates on these. Make sure I'm not telling you one. They might be shooting like tomorrow or Monday. You won't be able to get them. P-Valley.
That was one I was going to ask next.
Yeah. You got core casino roles here. Hilton Casting seeking the following core background roles. All ethnicities, all genders, ages 20 plus. And that's for people who worked in the casino. Stick men, blackjack dealers, poker dealers, pit bosses. And this is filming through the month of August. So you win that and you submit that to Hilton Casting. And they got more core casino roles. They're looking for bellboys, looking for cocktail waitresses, security staff, valet. We play any of those roles, ages 20 plus, all ethnicities, all genders. And this is shooting throughout the month of August. So go ahead and submit your information for that one as well. Behind the scenes work, talking about film industry and voiceover info. Greg has all those things there listed for you as well. Bill Suller with the Voiceover Atlanta Voiceover Studio and the Miners. Most of these folks are going back to school now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a certain age, you have to get that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. No minor can work on any film or TV set without that certificate number. Gotta have it. I'm all for it. Get that. Put that kid to work. Make him go make some money. I'm all for that. And just remember all the various things, whatever it is that you do or are passionate about, chances are, they're looking for you on a set. They're saying things are going kind of slowly right now. They're going to look and see if it builds up going into the final quarter of this year. It should. And, area's ready for it. You know what this type of work means to our area of the film industry. We're glad that they're here. Glad that Greg takes a great part in it and always puts this out there. So that's Casting Call. If you want to take a look at it, it is at 92.9 The Game /local/Casting Call. And you can go in there and take a look at it and see what he has listed there for you.
You know what I've been using Greg's Casting Call for?
What's that?
I'm looking to see when P-Valley goes off the call sheet because that let me know that they done filming and it's almost about to come out.
You watch
so
that,
I
tell you.
So I wait to see. I'm like, when Greg gonna stop saying P-Valley? Let me my show finished.
Look at you. You got to all figure it out. Let people know.
Got to keep your ear to the streets, Sam. Got to keep your ear to the streets.
That's it. More birthdays. You mentioned people celebrating birthdays today. There are a couple more that I didn't get to mention early. I mentioned Antonio Banderas. Who else did I mention? There's a couple that I saw that I said, I want to make sure and make them out there. Big Daddy, Riddick Bowe, former heavyweight champion. I had that trilogy with our very own Evander Holyfield. Had those fights that were classic back in the day. Mo Gardner, former Falcon, celebrating a birthday today. Michael Bivins,
hey,
from New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe, having a birthday today. Just happy birthday to them or any of you that may be celebrating a birthday on today. We pass along. And shout out to Abe Gordon.
Yeah, shout out to Abe.
Celebrating a birthday on the low. Yeah, I know. His birthday was yesterday.
It's Sunday.
Birthday is Sunday. Oh, yeah. Abe has a habit. Are we going to see him around here? Is he coming around? Is he coming
through? Not today. He's taking today as a rest day.
Rest day. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody deserves a birthday weekend. Shout out to Abe.
There you go, Abe. Hey, man, congratulations.
He told me he was going to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning watching the marathon. It just finished, by the way.
Wow.
See, me and Abe have an opposite problem. Like, Abe wants to be up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning when he's not supposed to be to watch events. I want to be up at 2, 3 in the afternoon when I'm not supposed to be up watching events. So my sleep is also all topsy-turvy because all the basketball and track and swimming and stuff want to come on in the middle of my sleep time. So I'm all topsy-turvy, but it's okay because I've been enjoying myself, just like Abe.
Got another birthday. As we talk about this Olympic men's U.S. Olympic basketball team and who may be participating in it for a final time, celebrating a birthday today, and I want you guys to tell me where this guy fits in, Ja Morant.
Ooh, okay, Ja.
Go ahead, Gary.
A lot of people forgot about Ja Morant. A lot of people forgot about him.
In 2028, is he in Los Angeles?
There's a lot of guards.
That's too far away.
Really?
I can't tell you one way or the other.
Ant-Man has stole his thunder this season.
Ant-Man
basically took his place. But is this guy going to be back, first of all, healthy, and he got his head on right to go out and play the way he showed us that he could play and be a part of this equation in 2028?
I'd say no.
You say no?
I say no, just based off of what we saw. I mean, look, he's gotten himself into trouble more times than one. We know that he has bad people around him, and that has nothing to do with his basketball, but what his basketball is a very athletic style of play. And
mm-hmm. Like Derrick Rose kind of style.
It's Derrick Rose. It's Russell Westbrook. It's that kind of, like, attack the rim, attack the basket, and it's dangerous. It's a risky style, especially for somebody who's his size.
It's labor-intensive.
It's very labor-intensive. It's bad for his knees and his back and everything else. Yeah, so... you see players like that, and they burn bright, and they are so much fun, and they're
like
really
supernova.
Good. Exactly. They're a bright, shining star, and then it fades very quickly. Yeah. So that's why I don't really want to go 4 years out, because you really have no idea. You have no idea. Plus, you have these young cats who might be making their way up, and like Cooper Flagg, I mean, could he be on that team, you know? I mean, we don't know what the NBA is going to look like
Henderson
in a couple of years.
Like we really don't.
Exactly. So it's a long way away. It's a long way away. I just know LeBron James, Steph Curry, this is their championship moment, the last one that they're going to have in a USA jersey, probably in any jersey at all. You know, I mean, those guys are, I mean, they're a little over the hill. So we'll see. We'll see if they can finish it out tonight. I really hope they can knock out France. I mean, that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, it would
take home a gold.
Would be. Wouldn't be too popular. Wouldn't be too popular with the crowd that's going to show up to see him. Obviously,
Joel Embiid has been the ultimate heel in this tournament. Man, that guy's been all about it, and I love that. I love that for him. I mean, if you're gonna get up there and boo him and ridicule him constantly, shove it right back in their face.
Exactly.
And the best way to do that, you win gold. That's it.
Yeah.
Just don't bring home silver. I don't want to see a silver medal. If they don't win today, don't put that medal on.
I mean, you have to, but I understand exactly what you mean. It's almost like when the Braves lose on a Friday night and they light up them fireworks anyway, and I'd be like, it's
like when the Florida Marlins, the Miami Marlins, and they go, whoever else, you lose that game.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't deserve the fireworks.
I don't want the fireworks.
No,
just keep them in the cannon, and we'll try again another time.
Everybody go home. We all had a bad day. We're just going to reset and start tomorrow. You know, that's what the Braves need to do.
Well, we would feel like Athens, Greece, right? It would feel like 04, whether it was silver or bronze. It would feel like 04. So go out there and do what needs to be done, guys.
I was there for that.
I know.
Oof. Talk about that. We were headed for the 9 o'clock hour on this Saturday morning. D. Orlando Ledbetter is going to join us. At 9:20, he's going to talk about his thoughts of the Falcons and just about an amazing week for him. That is coming up. We're going to talk about we'll talk a little baseball, Braves, where the Braves are, where they've been, and where they're going next year. That was my sports story of the week. That's coming up next.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.